Now, any large goal is broken down into smaller goals. There are steps along the way until you get to your final achievement, your final large goal. And every step along the way, I like to call the points of achievement. And every point of achievement should be acknowledged. It gives you a vibration of success. For example, if being a millionaire is your goal, then before you can be a millionaire, you have to make 50,000. That's a point of achievement. You have to make 100,000. There's another point of achievement. You have to make 250,000. Another point of achievement. And every step is to be acknowledged so that you can vibrate with success. The same thing in small goals. Let's say that you have a goal to lose 20 pounds. Well, in order to lose 20 pounds, first you have to lose 5 pounds. That's a point of achievement. Acknowledge it. Vibrate with it. And so break the larger goal into smaller steps, and you use your mind power techniques to visualize, affirm, and seed every step of the way, as well as having the overall larger achievement. Vibrate with success. I have a saying that my success helps many people, and my failure helps no one. And realize that that is true. Your success does help many people, and your failure helps no one. Now, nobody has the right to tell you what success is. Success is different things to different people. For some people, success will mean making a large amount of money. For others, it will be to win a sporting championship. For still others, it might be to raise a family and have your children with values and morals and creativity and compassion so that they grow up to be vibrant human beings. For someone else, it might be to write a great novel or paint a great picture. Nobody can tell you what your success should be. You and you alone define success. And please don't get caught up into our society and culture's definition of success. In our society and culture is so structured so that 95% of the people are failures and 5% of the people are success. Don't buy into that definition. You define success on your own terms. You decide what success is to you. But once you have decided what success is, then hold yourself to the responsibility of being successful. We are genetically engineered to be successful. In our genes, in our consciousness, we are so structured so that we can achieve whatever it is that we choose for ourselves. We have a powerful subconscious mind that will guide and assist us in every step of our life. But it needs us to cooperate. It needs us to understand all the laws, all the truths, all the methods by which reality manifests. And that's what mind power gives you.